on earth could that be?
Mr. Vile, your knife is soaked in blood, You've got bodies in your basement, and they're buried beneath the pavement, Mr. Vile. Your heart's so dark and Mr. Vile, your fingers look like spiders. You put that knife so deep inside her, then lit her hair on fire, Mr. Vile. You're not a very good first date. Mr. Vile, you're surrounded by the dead. You're the demon under the bed, the nightmare deep in our heads, Mr. Vile.
You want your pin on the FBI's most wanted.
Then you hung us all up with Christmas lights and nasty cuts, Mr. Vile. You're despicable, deplorable, terrible, Mr.
It's your mean one, Mr. Vile, here on EMZT Radio's Indie Music Tuesday. Matt Jordan here with you. The infamous one has arrived. It is Dr. Death and Mr. Vile here on this Tuesday. We're going to let the music do the talking as we always do. We're going to get right back into it. Interview coming up later with Dr. Vile. If you missed it way back in February, got a little raunchy, if you will. But anyways, you'll hear it coming up later, but right now we're going to get back into it with Sex Voice. It's EMZT Radio's Indie Music Tuesday.
Century, and having had the privilege of sharing that century, but our association did begin more than 50 years ago. That is quite a long time back, and I have made a few notes to remind me of the early days of that association. One morning the king asked me, one of my earliest recollections of was characteristically a surprising one. It was then 10 o'clock and the rest of the house party had been up and around.
Oh,
Oh, And we have back Dr. Death and, or plus, Mr. Vile. So there's three guys.
Thank you for not forgetting the plus. Plus. Everybody forgets the plus.
He always feels left out.
No.
If you say Dr. Death and Mr. Vile, it's going to be sad for plus.
No, yeah. I remember plus.
So thank you.
Aww.
All right. 2015 was an interesting year. Because we interviewed you back in March 2015. And then April, you had an interview with VampireFreaks.com.
We did.
And you were rated number one EDM on their site.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then it was awesome.
And then we had the fun Indiegogo campaign for your first CD pressing.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And what happened with the CD release party?
CD release party was pretty fucking awesome. We had Larissa Vienna and the Strange and My Violent Heart both opened the show, and it was an awesome night. A lot of people came out. It was a big venue, big light show, just a lot of fun. It was successful. In every way, it was successful.
Probably the coolest venue we could have had it at as well.
Wow.
Oriental Theater.
Oh. And we helped give to the Indiegogo campaign, and we got our CDs, which were great.
Yay.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I finally got your whole collection of albums. I know you said to you're giving it for free and to put zero for name your price, but I just couldn't do it.
Wow,
I felt I needed to give you something for all the hard work you've done. So, but now it's all on my iPod Nano, so I hear everything. It's just amazing. I'm in love with all your work.
Thank you.
I've been helping pass it on because I shared my your music with one of my bosses. He's into like the techno and the techno dance, and he really is a big fan now. So.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for spreading the word.
So we're adding to the Beautiful Psychos army.
Nice. Yeah. That's what we need. I like it.
We need more people in masks.
Yeah. That's another thing. Are you putting those up on your merch page?
Oh, no. Actually, I have a lot of them sitting around that I'm not wearing, but it's a good idea, actually.
We sell them at shows, but we haven't put them on the merch page, actually. We've actually had a lot of people come out to the shows who have made their own or, like, designed their own T-shirts and stuff like that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. We had one guy come out to our CD release show that actually designed, we call him Mr. Smiles. That's what he likes to go by. And he designed his own T-shirt that was a prescription pad that had all of our, like, different song names on it and had run-on sentence with, like, them all connecting and stuff. It was really, really, really fucking cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's given us some great T-shirt ideas.
All right. So we're going to have some new merch from you guys. Nice.
And we're going to steal all of his T-shirt designs and give him no credit, of course, because that's the kind of guys we are, you know.
Right.
Just kidding.
You won't do that, Mr. Smile.
No, you're cool. You guys are cool.
Love you, Mr. Smile.
We love you.
Love you.
Okay, so with the new, how is the Pretty Little Devils different other from your rest of your work?
It was exhausting.
We all hated it. It was terrible because we had a drummer involved.
Yeah, fucking drummers.
Damn plus.
No, it was cool. It was I will say it was a lot more of an undertaking than we realized at the time. We put it up as a Indiegogo and didn't really expect to get much out of it. And then once we hit our goal, we kind of all sat back. And when we had like people over in Europe like donating like over $100,
what
and stuff like that, yeah. And we were kind of sitting back and we were just like, oh wow, we actually have to make a really good album now. And it was a little bit of pressure, but it was fun. No, it was a different experience. I'm glad it was successful. You see too many Indiegogos that aren't successful, and you don't want to be one of those. So we were really surprised and really, really proud of our fans and of each other. And no, we're very proud of the album. It was a different experience, though, for sure.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd have a problem getting your goal amount. I mean, you guys are pretty popular, and the music is just amazing. I mean, it. I don't want to say it sounds the same, but I mean, I couldn't tell the difference from CD to the digital. I mean, it still sounded perfect to me.
Very cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
we like to definitely delve into that and make sure it sounds good on every single pair of speakers or headphones or whatever is lying around. And that's kind of something we're pretty meticulous on.
So do you mix and edit your own work?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So and you did that you did that with the CD work too? You did your own?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, and a lot of the funding too as well went into actually, you know, making sure we had some good recorded drums on this track with Don.
Yeah, we did have we did hire someone to come in to actually record the drums for us professionally so we could, you know, actually make them sound as good as they needed to, because mixing in that organic drum element with the electronic music was something we hadn't really done before.
Oh, that would be different. Yeah. Wow. So you just locally perform in your area. Is there anybody that we should know about you performed with?
Well, let's see here. Kildare Station is one that recently, especially, we've had a good relationship with. They're really cool folks who make really, really awesome music.
Yeah, they're the ones that I just interviewed on the Mr. Vile show.
Right. We'll get to that in a second. I want to talk about that. That's I'm in love with that.
there's a lot of local bands. Recently, we've actually been fortunate enough that, I don't mean fortunate enough, but we played with a lot of bigger touring bands recently, more so than local bands.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been something kind of different for us. So like Orgy, we just played another show with them, and Death Valley High, our good friends in Death Valley High, we played with those guys like 3 times.
Woo-hoo.
And they're just phenomenal. Yeah. So luckily, this coming year, we're going to try to play a little bit less locally, or bigger shows locally, I should say, and then we're going to try to branch out from Colorado this year for sure. That's our to-do list.
Okay, that's what I was going to get to was, are you going to leave Colorado and do like you could start with like a mini tour outside of the area.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our idea is basically to drive as far as we possibly can, play as many shows as possible, and drive back in time for work on Monday to start with. And we'll go from there, maybe go out a little further, take an extra day off work, take an extra 2 days off work, and then hopefully eventually never go back.
Never have to go back.
Yeah, that is the end goal, yeah. Okay, yes, let us talk about the new Mr. Vile show, which this is just, I'm going to say this, it was a fucking amazing idea. Was you kidnap the band.
Yeah. Actually, me and my friend Ender, we were at work, and we just kind of started joking around about it. And he was like, no, I'm serious. Let's do this. He's like, I'm going to put up a bunch of plastic in my apartment. And he got like so serious about it, and I was like, okay, I think we can actually pull this off. So we, you know, we kind of started contacting local bands and just actors, whoever we can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going pretty well. I think it's a fun thing to do for sure.
Yeah, the one I saw was the Kildare Station one. It looks scary, Mr. Vile.
Oh, wait till you see the next episode. If anybody has a fear of clowns, they're not going to watch it.
So do you have like a mic, like a wireless mic in your mask? Or how did the sound come out?
So behind the Mr. Vile show, as of right now, we didn't really know how to do it. So Ender was actually reading all the questions as I pretended like a bad dub Asian movie, you know, to say it, and like I'm editing my voice afterwards in the production.
It sounded great.
Oh, thank you.
And it was really spooky.
Yeah, I'm trying to actually do different stuff with my voice each time around, kind of play with it, so the clown will sound interesting.
I mean, I'm gonna do the Dr. Death show, but I'm just gonna interview porn stars.
There you go. Get a lot of on that.
Life goals, right there. Yeah.
Right?
We're definitely have Dr. Death on the show. I considered it. I think I wanted to.
Why not?
Fuck you.
And then I liked when you were wrapping it up how you have the questions like on the screen, and then they each were answering the questions. I really like that.
Well, thank you. That was my girlfriend Amanda's idea. It actually turned out really well.
It did. It was great. You just need to turn down the music a little bit so we can...
Yeah. And I made sure that in the next episode, I actually used some more quiet music.
I mean, because it was great using the Dr. Death and Mr. Vile songs. Turn it down a little. The audio needs to be higher.
Yeah. It's actually just old material and music I have laying around. I just throw it into that show.
It was great. It was scary. You scared the hell out of me with that whole outfit and the voice and the mask. I'm like, whoa. I've been watching way too much Scream Box lately. I've been watching horror movies.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So, how often do you record or video the Mr. Vile show? How is the recording schedule?
We're trying to do one day of the month where we schedule about 3 artists. That's kind of how we're doing it now. So we can knock it all out in one day. And, we just have to, the hardest thing is scheduling people around their times because everybody's usually busy around the weekend or whatever.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So if we can knock it all out in one day, that's kind of, I let Andrew take care of all that because I'm terrible at it. So yeah, he's kind of like the mastermind behind the show too.
Why not?
Yeah.
So what do we have? Is there anything else coming up, like more music or another album or?
Well,
we are roughly about 1/3 of the writing process through a new album.
Ooh.
So yeah, we're moving at it. We're going to do this one a little bit different than we did the last one. We're not exactly how we're going to do it differently, but we're going to just keep challenging ourselves and keep going with that. As far as other stuff having coming up, March 25th, we're playing the Oriental Theater again on a Friday night, headlining it.
Nice.
Which is a big, big venue. So we're hoping to get as many people out to that as possible. So if anybody's listening that lives in Colorado, please come on out and support us.
Evite.
Yeah. Or travel from out of state and you can stay with our drummer.
Oh my God. You know, that is what I'd like to do. That's a future project I would like to do is MJ and I should go and travel and visit all our band friends.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And then we can do like a video blog or recording and even do our podcast with the band. I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We need his money.
And then like with each band, we could just sit and do like a podcast and talk about our horror stuff and get everybody involved. Ooh.
That'd be cool.
That sounds like fun.
Kidnap you.
You could kidnap us. Oh my God. I think I would pee my pants though, because that was scary. So, is there anything else you would like to tell us?
What do you guys think?
Just that we learned a lot since the last album, and we're just...
I don't think we need to give a moral lesson, but, you know...
This is a new journey into another album, into another show.
I will say this. If anybody's listening that has not heard our music, please download our music for free. Mm-hmm. Just hit a 0. And all we ask in return is that you share it with as many people as humanly possible. I think this band's success, so to speak, so far has been 100% basically because of the fans who have just shared it with all their friends and brought people out to our shows and burned and our CDs and wore t-shirts or whatever. So anything you can do to just put our music out there, be fucking fantastic. And we'd love you forever and take you in our bedroom.
Woo, fun.
All 3 of us.
Okay. Well, we keep featuring you on our EMZT podcast for the music. I'm in love with your music. It touches me in areas we won't speak about. So,
oh, hello.
It's working, guys. That was our plan all along. Orgasmic electronic.
There you go. Hey, MJ, you have any questions?
No, I think we're good. I like when you ask all the questions anyway.
So, and your main page for the music and the merch is DDANDMV. Wow. .bandcamp.com. I love that page.
Hell yeah.
And they are so nice to let everybody have the music for free, but I just couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it, but I gave you some.
That's nice.
Appreciate it. There you go.
And do you think Pretty Little Devils was a little more successful than your other albums? Because,
I don't know.
Because you did like a big crowdfunding.
In that way, yes. I still believe our most successful album was Dead to the Pink Elephant. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but
that's
that
been
one
the,
just got like a massive amount of downloads.
Yeah, Death to the Pink Elephant just like blew up when we released that. Like just a massive amount of downloads and so on. I think Pretty Little Devils is definitely on par with it. But yeah, you know, we've also sold a lot more of the physical copies of our CDs. Obviously, the other ones we just burn and throw a quick cover on and call it good. But that one, since we actually have it pressed, we've sold a fair amount of those.
Yeah, that's why that's the only album we have on Spotify right now.
Ooh, yeah.
Death to the Pink Elephant, yes.
Yeah, so if you actually have a Spotify account, you can find us on.
And you can listen to us over and over again. We will just reap the benefits all the way to the bank.
which is the end goal.
Fractions of a cent.
It's fractions of a cent. But over time, we will earn a dollar. Success.
Oh, okay.
We're on iTunes as well, so go rate the album.
iTunes too?
Are we on iTunes? Which ones are on iTunes?
Dead to the Pink Elephant's the only one we've gotten on like these.
We're gonna put Pretty Little Devils on iTunes here shortly as well.
Yes, and Spotify. It'll go on all the big sites.
Yeah.
So
just Google us and post on sites.
We're working on
it. Review us, even if it's a bad review. I don't know if I mentioned it last time, but I mean, we got a German review where someone compared my voice to a breastfeeding baby.
Is that supposed to be
bad?
We
had to translate it. We're like, what is he saying? And then a breastfeeding baby?
Breastfeeding baby voice.
Is that supposed to be an insult?
No, but
I think it's a compliment.
There's no such thing as bad press, though. So
exactly.
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just saying you have a unique voice.
I love your voice. You have it's a really good voice.
It is.
Yeah.
He used to sing lullabies to sleep when I lived with him.
My head's getting bigger.
I don't have anything else unless MJ had more.
I think we're good.
You sure, MJ?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah, we appreciate it, guys.
Oh, my God. Thanks for coming back. We needed to have, like, a follow-up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Oh, I'm waiting to hear some more. Did you guys do ghost hunting?
No, we talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
We did this. I think we tried once in my bedroom when we got bored.
What happened?
Was that a sound? And we were like, no, that was just you coughing.
We'd actually go somewhere haunted.
We tried my bedroom. I don't think it's haunted.
No, I don't think this place is haunted.
We did have that one mannequin that, it wasn't a mannequin, that ceramic thing with the top. Remember that thing kept flying off?
Yeah.
Oh.
Off shelves? I think that's just because we were both clumsy and drunk, but...
I don't remember that.
There was a ghost.
No fucking ghost.
Now that would be interesting to get on tape. A drunk ghost.
Or drunk ghost hunting. I'm kind of down for this. I think
that could be a good series.
Get shithoused and like walk into like a local restaurant here with like a full camera crew. Just be like, shh, we're hunting ghosts. You don't get it. Come on now.
The whole production team that's drunk too, like dropping the cameras. Everything will be shit, but it'd be fun to watch.
Oh my God. That would be cool. Yeah, maybe you should try that. You know, get like get a crowd going to come with you.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be too hard. I mean, just when people get drunk.
Say, hey, we're going to go to this restaurant and look for ghosts.
We should go to, like, Elway, somewhere that's, like, a 5-star restaurant.
Oh!
You have a reservation for 20 people that are drunk? We're just looking for ghosts. We don't want to order shit.
I don't want you steak.
By the way, is this place haunted while we're here? Hey, why don't you do that? You should investigate your local areas. See what's haunted.
I think that would be fun.
It could be a part of the Mr. Vile show. Ghost hunting segment.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Maybe Dr. Death could do the ghost hunting, and it could just be a segment that dropped in there.
Yeah.
Because I'm not fucking involved in this show at all.
Well, we were going to have him do the cooking segment, the cannibalism
segment.
I did have a spot. If you'd rather do the ghost hunting.
I could do both at the same time.
There we go. We just brainstormed. Nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're giving us ideas.
You witnessed history.
Right here. Brainstorming while you're being interviewed. Awesome.
It makes for a good interview, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is so cool. I missed you guys.
We missed you, too.
Yeah. How far did we get, MJ?
We're good. We're still recording.
Still recording.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
still working.
He's like, I was done like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. I went to take a dump, you know? Just...
Here's our EMZT after dark.
Oh, dear God. Let's not go through that again.
Ew.
I told him a little bit about it.
Oh, dear God. Thank you, Harvard, for bringing that one up. Oh, crap.
Anyway.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. See? Yeah. Okay. So, cool. Did we cover everything for you guys? We got stuff coming up. We got the Mr. Vile, Dr. Death. Yeah. And Plus. What's Plus doing?
Yeah. Let's talk about Plus.
Let's talk about Plus.
Yes. Plus, you're up.
Well, I'm involved in the Mr. Vile show. I don't know if you noticed, but it said now on the Plus side. So basically, my character, he kidnaps me and just keeps me locked up and forces me to play drums for him.
Oh.
And rapes him. He rapes him a lot.
Wait, no. That doesn't...
He might happen.
You can't rape the willing.
There is one, and I meet your episode, he's going to escape. I'm going to have to chase him in his underwear through a forest or on the highway.
In his underwear? Did you agree to this?
Yeah, we were talking about it.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're thinking about doing this in like a very public place.
I'm going with like Cherry Creek Mall, like just white middle like upper class scared soccer moms.
Yeah, they don't know what the hell's going
there's
on.
There's a drummer running through the mall half naked.
It's kind of like the Jackass segment, except for the guy. It's me in a mask chasing
Plus.
In underwear. I got Plus in an underwear.
Oh my God, that would freak people out. I think you should do it.
Well, I can't. I'm not paying the bail on them, but watch the show and be like, "That was great, guys.
That was great." Plus, he's in jail for a while.
Show up a GoFundMe with the
my
bail
ball
money.
Gag in too.
Those are surprisingly cheap, aren't they?
Yeah, I got a good deal for like $7.
$7.
Yeah,
for a ball gag.
This guy was trying to sell me like a whole bondage kit for like $100, and I was like, "No, dude, I just need the ball gag, man."
You could have won the whole set, though. We could have used it.
Yeah.
Ew.
Jeez, a whole bondage set for $100? Where do you shop?
Pleasures.
Damn, that's cheap.
Oh, is it?
Well, when you come visit, I'm sure. Plus
yeah, when you come, yeah, when you come visit, I'll show you around.
Oh, that's where we do the podcast. We go to a like pleasures, like a porno store or something.
Oh man,
adult store. We do a whole podcast there.
Oh nice. Yeah.
And then randomly, I'll just grab dildos and like people, just band members.
Right, right.
Anything else would be inappropriate.
Just a little bit.
Got to make sure it's one of the rooms with the glory hole, though.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So like in the middle of it, all of a sudden just
the glory hole.
No, like in the middle of the podcast, all of a sudden the dick just pops through. I'm like, hey, I'm doing an interview here, man. Go away.
Get out of here.
You're the dick.
Oh. MJ, we just got inaugurated to EMZT After Dark.
Yeah, I think we did.
This will be on YouTube Red.
I love these guys. Okay, so we covered everything. Music.
And a lot more.
Music, concert.
Dildos.
Erotic stuff.
Dicks. Talked about dicks a little too much.
Feel free to cut anything that's not professional. Which is the whole show.
The interview will be 2 minutes long.
No, it's all staying in.
Yes. I love it.
to deal with it.
When my child is old enough, I will show him this. And I will there be like, go. This was your old man back in the day.
Should we go to the morgue now?
Oh, dear God. Don't bring the morgue back up, man. Don't bring the morgue back up.
I want to hear about this. The morgue. MJ, fill us in.
We could have gone worse on the morgue, man.
We did get worse on the morgue.
Talked about like I was listening to one of the national morning shows because I work in radio. So the rock station we have has one of those syndicated morning shows. And they were talking about in Germany that a guy was being cremated. And he's like 400 pounds. And apparently the oven like caught on fire.
Oh,
like, because all the fat and stuff splattering. And we just we went schizo from there, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to write a song about this.
Nice.
Oh, God. I've already got it. Victorious.
Not only did we brainstorm for a show idea, we're helping with a new album. Nice.
Oh, dear God. We've inspired a song now. Oh, dear.
I'm just imagining an obese monster exploding in an oven, and it's just bringing so many amazing, beautiful lyrics. I think it's going to be a love song.
Yes. I wholeheartedly agree.
Yes!
I get...
Oh, my God. Yeah, you didn't think this was going to be a normal interview, right?
Oh, God, no. What's normal?
This is actually still one of the most normal ones we've had.
We weren't interviewing ourselves.
Yeah, we did a whole interview for a local podcast here where we actually interviewed ourselves. They're like, just send us in some stuff. And I was like, all right. So we interviewed ourselves and we just asked each other questions. And it went really bad. It was bad.
Oh,
it was basically us sitting in a room just talking shit to each other for about 30 minutes. And in some ways it was amazing, but in most ways it was not.
Oh,
in other
no.
words, it's our pod. It's a 30-minute version of our podcast.
Yeah. Oh, we just so went there.
I'm regretting not recording all the off-air stuff now.
What else can we come up with for you guys? Let's see. We got an idea for a new song. Got an idea for a show.
We're going to have a whole movie done by the time we're finished with this.
No. It's true. Act 1, scene 1. Go.
Hey, yeah. Is there going to be are you going to do a mini movie for the band?
You know, we've actually talked about doing a Dr. Death plus Mr. Vile presents horror show where we have local directors direct several different short films
and
put them all together, then we would introduce each one of them.
Oh!
Yes.
That sounds great.
I think it would be really cool. We could shop it around to all the local film circuits and stuff like that, but the trick is they have to use our music in their film. That would be the only stipulation.
Wow. That's pretty generous, too.
There's a contest in this.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a night we've had. We kind of want to create the band into basically a product brand in a weird sort of way where we have all these different facets that relate back to the band.
Wow.
Which I think would be really cool.
So it's
kind of similar to what we're trying to do.
We can't read, though, so I don't know how we'd write a book.
Write a book. Be a picture book.
Children's book. Oh, God.
As long as it's not a pop-up book, you'll be all right.
Pop-up book.
Oh, hell.
That's my new side project, pop-up porno books. That's...
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh.
How big is the book, though?
Oh, it's going to depend.
It has to be a certain size, depending.
Yeah. It's gonna depend on what you like.
It may differ.
You could have a pretty girthy book.
Yeah.
Girthquake?
There's a word for you, girthy.
Ah, girthquake, yes.
Oh, how much further can we go?
I could go a lot further.
Yeah, well, we'll probably want to stop here.
Once everybody's pants starts coming off, you know the interview's gone somewhere.
Yeah.
Nope. No more wine.
No more wine.
How much wine do you guys have?
I don't know, actually. I filled my cup a second time.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, dear.
Not a wine cup. A cup.
Oh.
I'm not a child here. I'm an alcoholic, damn it.
You mean like a mug of beer?
Yeah, like a mug of wine.
Mug of wine.
That's right, because we're artists first and gentlemen second.
I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Oh, Lordy.
Okay. Are we good?
Like the third time.
The third time.
I think it's the fourth time.
Fourth time?
Oh, yeah. We got to check in with MJ.
Hey, MJ, you got everything you got, man?
We got. I think we're good now. I think we're good now.
I'll see you guys later.
Well, guys.
Thanks for coming on with us.
Of course, anytime.
You guys are awesome. I love you.
Love you too.
We'll be right back. I've been trying like a winter vacate.